Blog Talk Radio.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga. Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good day. This is Ann Winter here at the Zoe Radio Network, and I'd like to welcome you to my broadcast today entitled Staying Balanced in a World Out of Balance. My husband and I go to the local men's prison on Thursday nights to minister, and when we were there last week, the men were on a slippery slope, I would call it. They had had a trauma unexpectedly. Their chaplain had been removed from them. And the Christian men in the prison, I just saw them. It was like their feet were slipping and sliding, and they were trying to get their footing because all of a sudden they didn't know what was coming. Their world just changed unexpectedly of balance on them. And as I was just sitting there praying about the situation, the Lord just told me to talk to them about staying on bubble, is what he called it. And I saw in my mind the picture of a carpenter's level and how when the level is just on level, the little bubble stays right in the middle between the two lines. The message that the Lord wanted me to give to the men, and as I prayed about it, then the story of Paul in Acts 27 came to my mind. His world went out of balance. There's an old song that says, "The sea of life is raging, and the storm clouds around me roll. I'm tossed about in turmoil, and it's growing very cold. By myself, I'd never make it. But this one thing I know, when I speak the name of Jesus, the storm clouds have to go." Well, our world is becoming an unbalanced place. People's lives are in peril, and each day can present uncertainties. Storms can come out of nowhere at any time. Even civilization, as we know it, is being overthrown, as the prophet said. The time will come when good will be called evil and evil good. Paul experienced a life-threatening situation. His world in the natural was totally out of balance. Yet, he maintained his balance in his out of balance. And that's what I want to look at today, how he did it, and I want us to learn from his example. In Acts 27:10, our foundational verse about Paul's world being out of balance, he said, "Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lading and the ship, but also of our lives." In this story, the story of Paul's being shipwrecked on the way to Rome, I want you to picture the ship as the world and the weather as the circumstances of life. Just for a little background here on the story, Paul had been arrested in Jerusalem for his witness of Christ. And in testifying before Festus, he requested to be judged by Caesar, which meant going to Rome itself. Festus sent him then to King Agrippa, and Agrippa really found no reasons for the charges against him. And he said in Acts 26:32, "This man might have been set at liberty if he had not appealed to Caesar." Well, Paul had a purpose, and it was to testify before Caesar. Jesus had personally appeared to him, telling him that as you have testified of me in Jerusalem, so of me also at Rome. That was Acts 23:11. So Jesus had appeared to him, telling him that he would go up to Rome and testify before Caesar. Hallelujah. God puts a purpose in your life that is higher purposes for which men in this world live. When you were born again, the kingdom of God came within you, and along with it, the purposes of God. You sensed a reason for living higher than the purposes which drive this earthly life. Well, the master, the owner of the ship in which Paul was traveling, was business-minded. His purpose was to make a profit, carrying trade goods from one nation to another. And the captain of the ship wanted to please the owner. Then we have Julius, the centurion in charge of Paul and the other prisoners. He had the purpose of seeing them brought safely to Rome for trial. In Lycia, a city where they landed after the first leg of their journey, the centurion found a ship of Alexandria that was sailing into Italy, to which he transferred all the prisoners, including Paul. After sailing for many days, they had gone only a short distance because of the winds which were against them. Docking at a place called Fair Havens, Acts 27:8, the weather conditions had become too dangerous for sailing any further. Well, Paul perceived, the scriptures record, in Acts 27:10. He perceived by the Spirit of God that if they continued on their journey, the ship, its cargo, and the lives of those on board would be in danger. From the time Paul had set forth from Caesarea, the weather conditions began working against the ship until it came to the point that sailing any further would result in great loss to lives, ship, and cargo. Jesus told us that in life, Matthew 7:23, the winds blow, the rain descends, and the floods beat against our lives, against this world. Spiritual winds, spiritual rain, spiritual floods. In Revelation 12:15, we see Satan pictured as a great dragon spewing from his mouth a flood of waters to destroy the work of God in the earth. And he doesn't care if he destroys mankind and everything in this world in the process. Jesus goes on to say that when these things happen, if we will listen to his word, the written word, and the word witnessed inwardly, being led by the Spirit, we will keep our balance in an unbalanced world. That's what Paul did. Paul lived by the written word, but he also lived by what it says here, the perceived word. In his spirit, the inward witness. Paul perceived that the disaster ahead if the voyage was continued. How did he perceive this? Do you notice that even though the Holy Spirit, through a word of wisdom, had shown him what was to come, that it came anyway? He perceived what was coming, and that didn't stop it from coming. It came anyway. This world is becoming unbalanced more and more as nations move away from God, the God of Abraham. In reading the prophets of both the Old and the New Testaments, this process will continue until Jesus returns. In 1 John 2:17, John says, "The world passes away, and the lust thereof, but he who does the will of God abides." 1 Corinthians 7:31, "The fashion of this world passes away." 1 Timothy 4:1, In the latter times, some shall depart from the faith. 2 Timothy 3:1, perilous times shall come. Jesus told us that those who cling to his words and do them will be led by him when things around us become unbalanced. Jesus told us that those who cling to his words and do them will be led by him around us become unbalanced. Notice the picture that I have used with this message, a carpenter's level. Notice the bubble. It is right in the middle when the level is properly. I have entitled this Staying Balanced in an Unbalanced World. But what I actually heard the Spirit say to me was, stay on bubble. He was pointing me to the fact that I have an inward guide, and he will give me the counsel I need when things are becoming unbalanced around me. Stay on bubble, or stay in the center of the level. Stay level, if you will, and not get out of balance by being affected by what is going on around me. Paul stayed on bubble through what was coming by setting his mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. He had a purpose to testify before Caesar. Jesus had clearly told him that. Paul may not have known exactly how he would be brought safely to Rome. With the storm, the winds, the tempest, in danger of their lives, he didn't know the how it was all going to work out. But he knew that he had a word from Jesus, and he knew that that word would not fail, and he stayed anchored on that word, balanced in this life-threatening situation. Paul may not have known exactly how he would be brought safely to Rome, but he knew that the word Jesus told him would not fail. So he had an assurance that passes understanding. His understanding would have told him, you're going down with the ship. Because he'd already perceived earlier this storm was going to cause the loss of the ship, the loss of all the cargo, and maybe even the loss of all the lives on it. Did they listen to Paul's warning that he gave him when he said, I perceive there'll be much loss? No. Setting sail, why? Because, again, the captain of the ship wanted to please the owner of the ship. He wanted to deliver the goods. He knew the owner wanted the goods delivered. He was in business to make a profit. The centurion wanted to get his prisoners up to Rome so he could be discharged of his duty. They set sail. And immediately then, they ran into a terrible storm, a perfect storm. We had a movie several years ago made called The Perfect Storm, based on true events. And Paul mentions here in Acts that this storm is called a Euroclidon. That's how I would pronounce it. It's probably not right. And it says it is a cyclonic, tempestuous northern wind which blows in the Mediterranean, mostly in autumn and winter. So it was a cyclone, basically. For 14 days they had not seen the sun or the moon. They lashed the ship together with cables. They had to watch for quicksands. They cast out the tackling of the ship. Paul says in Acts 27:10, and when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. All hope. I mean, I just picture myself. 14 days. They hadn't seen the sun or the stars. They were in this cyclone for 14 days. Can you imagine being tossed in a ship like that for 14 days? Just fearing any moment that was going to capsize? says all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. Did Paul know he didn't know any more than the previous word that he had received when he said, "Sirs, I perceive that there'll be much loss of this ship and its cargo and the lives on board." He didn't know anything beyond that. But did he lose his balance? No, because he knew Jesus told him he was going to testify before Caesar. And that word kept him in balance. On balance, he didn't lose his footing. He stayed on bubble. He stayed on the rock. Jesus said, if you hear my words and do them, you're like the man that built his house on the rock. The winds will come, the floods will beat, the rains will descend, but the house on the rock stays firm. It doesn't lose its balance and fall off. Paul stayed on bubble. He kept his balance. He said, "Sirs, you should have listened to me and not have sailed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship." Acts 27:21-22. Should be no loss of any man's life shall be lost. How did Paul keep his balance? How did he know this? Well, as I said, he knew Jesus had given him the commission that he was going to testify before Caesar. But he also says, "For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, 'Fear not, Paul, you must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God has given you all them that sail with you.'" Acts 27:22-23. God will always give you also a word to keep, help you keep your balance in unbalanced situations. God will always give you a word to help you keep your balance in unbalanced situations. All you have to have is an ear to hear. All you have to want is his will and his help. David said in Psalms 37:25, "I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed out begging bread." Paul was told that all the lives of the men would be saved. He also told how this would happen. Never fails to tell you the how you're going to keep your balance, how you're going to be preserved. He may say you're going to be preserved, but he'll also give you the how. Get the how. James 1:5-6 says, "If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally." Acts 27:26, Paul said, "Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Nevertheless, we must run aground on a certain island." There's a detail. There's a how. Had the storm stopped? No. Had it lessened? No. The ship continued to drive or be driven by the winds. And as it was, the sailors noticed that the water's depth was lessening, decided, when it had become shallow enough, that they were going to let down the lifeboat and use it to get to the shore. Again, though, with God's help, balance was maintained. Paul told the centurion, "Unless these men stay in the ship, they will lose their lives." See, God's giving the how to preserve the lives of all the men in the ship. This time, they listened to Paul. That was very wise. At this point, they were ready to listen to Paul's counsel. On the 14th day, Paul encouraged them all to eat. They had fasted for 14 days and needed strength for the landing, which would be perilous. He took bread in the presence of them all and gave thanks to God. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then were they all of good cheer and also took some meat. There were 276 lives on board this ship. Acts 25:35-37. Paul specifically told them, not a hair shall fall from the head of any of you. Not a hair. He didn't just say your lives will be saved. He said not a hair will fall from the head of any of you. That is divine protection. Paul divinely protected Paul's life, and he said, and I have also given you the lives of all them that are with you. For one believer, one man with a purpose for his life, God saved all the rest of the people that were with him that were heathens, probably idol worshipers. They were definitely Caesar worshipers. All that happened as the Lord had shown Paul. The ship ran aground on an island. The waves from the storm battered it to pieces, and the men on board either swam or rowed on pieces of the ship to the land. Acts 27:44 says, and so it came to pass that they all escaped safe to land. Balance was maintained for 276 lives in an unbalanced world because one man knew how to stay on bubble in the midst of the winds, the rains. He didn't lose his head and act impetuously. You can be that person. I encourage you to read Acts 27 and really take a good look at Paul. You will be inspired to walk in his footsteps. He said to his converts many years ago, follow me as I follow the Lord. And that is still good for today's disciple. Follow Paul as he followed the Lord. Let's pray. Father, I pray for each heart that hears this message. I pray, Father, that this phrase, stay on bubble, that they'll see what it means, they'll see how it works. Supernaturally, supernatural provision, Father, to keep them balanced in an unbalanced world. Father, if their lives go out of balance because of sin, because of sickness, because of the circumstances of life, losing jobs, maybe losing loved ones in car accidents, all the different things that can happen, the calamities of life that can happen. Jesus, you talked in the parable of the sower, things that choke out the word are persecution, affliction, cares of life, deceitfulness of riches, and lust of other things. Father, these five things can throw us off balance, so we lose our footing in your kingdom, our footing in your purposes. Father, we want to keep our feet planted, well planted, on the higher ground, on the highway of holiness, the narrow road that leads to life. And so, Father, I pray that this word cast upon the waters of the hearts that hear it, Father, that it will bring forth fruit in their lives to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Stay on bubble. Think of the carpenter's level. Think of the bubble right in the middle. Think how God wants to keep your life. It's his purpose to keep your life in balance when everything around you is out of balance. And you alone, staying in balance, have the opportunity to save the lives of those around you. God bless you. I pray that this word from heaven has been a blessing to you today, in Jesus' name.